For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, it is now 11 hours down. 11 hours down. Reggie and I have been in since 6 a.m. It is now 5 o'clock, and we have 1 hour, folks. 1 hour. Let's go. Tell some friends, tell some people, let everybody know we are trying to get to at least 10K on the money side. We are just under 8,000. All right, I believe we can pull this off. We are trying to get to at least 10,000. You don't have to stop there, but we are just over $2,000 under that, and we want to get to that. And who are we helping?
The Houston Food Bank.
That's right.
Which is means we're helping the people of Houston. By the way, thanks to Derwin, thanks to Mark, thanks to Gregory on the donations. You know we try and shout you out when you donate, so if that's a little bit of incentive. But also very much thanks to some partners that helped us out.
Shout out to A1 Check Casting.
A1 Check Casting for matching $1,000 in this time period. That's been clutch as well. That's going to be very helpful for us. But yeah, we greatly appreciate the work that the Houston Food Bank does and your willingness to help support us. But you can support us a little bit stronger in this last push. You got 30 minutes on the auction site, mind
That's
you.
Right.
And buddy,
actually 27.
It's getting hot and heavy over there. You bet. If you have a bid on there, you need to go and double check and make sure that you're actually going to make this. It feels like this is where you've been on eBay before, where it's the last day, it's the last hour, it's the last few minutes where it goes back and forth. You better go check your investment and see if you can get this up. Especially these dinners, man. These dinners. I know that the Painted Pendergast dinner is going crazy right now.
That's right.
And look, I'm telling you, if it looks like you might not get that Painted Pendergast dinner, chop it up with In the Loop. You still got the drive dinners there as well.
That's right.
Area 45, and those are at Federal Grill and then Oak and I, respectively. So check in with those as well. But the man who I imagine has to be gaining a lot of vanity from this happening right now, joining us on the phone line from somewhere in the contiguous United States. He is the man. He is the Pendergast of Pain and Pendergast fan. It is Sean Pendergast. Sean, I hope that you, please don't gloat. Please don't.
Dude, this is crazy. Okay, so I'm sitting in my rental car outside of a winery in Richland, Washington, Washington State. And my wife is inside the winery right now, and she's fine because the two things she loves most in life is me and wine. So she's with at least one of those things right now. So she's fine. But this is crazy, dude. I'm watching on my phone. I'm looking at these auctions for two reasons. One, as you allude to, Reggie, I'm very anxious to see what the Payne and Pendergast dinner goes for here eventually. And there are at least two people that are battling it out right now, and it's like watching the debt ticker in Times Square, man. Like this is, it's. I'm watching. It just went over $3,000.
It did. Ours has been still.
I got in my car and it was at $2,470. It's at $3,050. It just got $30 more. It's like this is wild.
Okay, Sean. Damn it. All right.
No. Show. I'm gonna sweeten the pot here in a second.
Whoa.
I want to also say that I am the high bidder right now for the Yordan Alvarez autographed picture of, like, the panoramic picture of Daikin Park. I would love nothing more than somebody to punk me for that. Not because I don't want it, or else I wouldn't have bid on it, but that would mean more money for the Houston Food Bank. So if you're looking to swipe something out of my hands, then go get that Yordan Alvarez autographed Daikin Park picture.
Don't swipe that out of his hands. I might be giving the game away. The Yordan Alvarez autographed bat is unbid for right now.
That's unbelievable. I heard you guys saying that. We were listening. Amy and I were listening from the road, and I heard you guys say that. That's nuts. That's crazy.
Sean and Seth's dinner just went up four times and
like 30
answer.
Seconds.
okay. So obviously we've got at least two people here that are super motivated to buy this dinner.
And I would say the person that doesn't win, hey, you if you not, hey, you can swing that right on over to our donation page right there.
Yeah. Because there will only, I will say this to those two people, there will only be one of these. Last year, Seth and I ended up doing two of them. The Carrabba's one, Johnny handed this one to me, like, personally. So it's, I have one. That's it. So, but this is what I want to do to sweeten the pot to help the Houston Food Bank. We are going to make this a completely immersive day in the life of Sean Pendergast experience, okay? This is going to start not at Carrabba's. Whoever wins this, you and your friend are going to come over to my. I live like across the street and a couple blocks over from the original Carrabba's. You're going to come to my building first. You're going to valet there. You're going to come up to my place, and we're going to pregame at my place. Whatever drinks, let me know ahead of time.
$5,000.
We're going to pregame at my apartment beforehand, and then we're not going to walk over to Carrabba's. This is me personally adding these things in. We're not gonna Uber to Carrabba's. We're gonna Uber X to Carrabba's. We're gonna get like the nice black, you know, like Escalade thing over to Carrabba's. So we look like big shots coming in. We're gonna walk past everybody in line because that's what we do there. And then afterwards, we are gonna go to Lizards, where Reggie, you know Lizards.
Yes.
This is where.
Wow, you're going
from.
Lizards in.
We're going to Lizards afterwards, man. We're going to open tab this thing at Lizards afterwards. So we're starting at my place. We're going to Carrabba's. Transportation in the Upper Kirby portion of this auction will be provided by Sean T. Pendergast. And we're going to wind up at Lizards at the end of the night. And I will make sure you get back to your car to go home.
Okay, so now I just realized all we need to do is next year, the Sean Pendergast experience needs to be an experience by itself. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes. Yeah. We can start it right after the show. They could come up to the end of the show, and then we go to Avalon Diner, you know?
Yeah.
And then we get a moderate workout in for about 30 minutes to feel better about ourselves.
Yeah, just the elliptical.
Workout. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And get in a little work. We take a break to do a little bit of work, a little show prep, and then we maybe get a burger at Beck's Prime, and then we do all the stuff that we're going to do anyways on this auction. So I'm watching it right now, guys. The bids are going up again. So. So that is what I am contributing to this auction. We're going to start out at my in the deluxe apartment in the sky, and then we're going to Uber X over to Carrabba's, look like big shots, and then go to Lizards afterwards.
Man, there it is.
That's my commitment to the kids, man.
There it is, man.
How do you get people to like you this much? Because I'm not going to lie, I'm excited to see the money that's going to roll in for the food bank with this war that's happening. It's hard to not feel a little self-conscious about my dinner sitting stagnant as yours completely skyrockets.
I don't know.
I mean, he's got two guys. They're fighting it out.
They are dueling. In fact, like I wish that I could see both of these people, the I name and the S name. I want to see them at their phones/computers as they go back and forth.
Yeah.
This is a duel. This is a real battle.
Yeah.
This is heavyweight battle right now.
It is. No, this is as the great Gorilla Monsoon would say, this is the irresistible force meets the immovable object. This is Hogan and Andre in WrestleMania 3 right now going on. And this is what I don't want these heavyweights to do. Don't sit around and do that eBay thing where you wait till 5:29 to bid. I want you to keep swinging haymakers at each other. This is for a great cause, for the Houston Food Bank. You keep swinging. And if anybody else wants to jump in and cash in their money in the bank briefcase, we would be fine with that too, you know.
Catching it in late. You think there's somebody sitting down late to just jump in and fly off the handle?
Ring the bell! Ring the bell! Yes.
This is my thing. If I had this money to go at it that way, and maybe these people are the type of people where you have so much money that I do not accept that I lose, right? Like, I get what I want.
I'm waiting
so I
for one of them
that.
Just say the hell with
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
And just throw,
I would
and just
say
put
the hell with it
on
and
the
then
table.
Just put that on the table. I would just start taking other people's auctions. I'd be like, well, you know what I'm going to do? I might not sit down with, but I'm going to get this bat and this helmet and this picture over here. Like, I would just start taking everything else off of the table.
It's so funny you say that, Reggie. I was looking at this. Amy and I have been looking at this thing all day. And I said to Amy when we were sitting down at this winery we're at here as I was getting ready to come out with you guys, I said, if I was somebody who had a lot of money, who loved memorabilia, I would be cherry picking everything off of this auction right now. Like, there are so many awesome things that are at really good numbers right now, where in addition to getting what you want, you're helping out the Houston Food Bank. Like, I can't imagine. That's why I'm in on this. I don't have the kind of money to be able to buy all this Nolan Ryan stuff or this thing that I would love to buy for family members of mine that includes Earl Campbell. Like, but this Yordan thing for myself, selfish as I am, I'm happy to bid on that. I'd also be happy for somebody to beat me on that because it would be good for the Houston Food Bank. So, yeah, but I said that exact same thing to Amy. I'm like, God, there is so much awesome stuff here. And you got 18 minutes to get in and get your hands on it for a great cause. This is just great.
Like, Sean, listen, you've been doing this longer than I have.
We're at 3,600.
And we're having fun. I mean, obviously, Seth and Sean, they've just pulled away here in a major way.
They're going to beat the rest of us put together.
We were sitting there even for a little bit there. And then, obviously, you guys just did a Usain Bolt just came striding through here in the last hour.
Wait, can I press pause on this conversation real quick? Because obviously we're under a nice time crunch, and we're going to obviously take donations all the way through 6. Thanks to Mike. Yeah. Thanks to Esther. We still want cash donations in all of this.
We got to get to 10K.
We need to get to 10K there as well. Like, it's cool that we got two rich people. Apparently, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos over here are trying to get sit down with Seth and Sean. That's fine.
I'm just waiting for the loser to swing that on over there.
Yeah, don't worry about them over there. Go ahead and help us raise this money. Because remember, don't forget, lot lost in all this fun. Every dollar, every single dollar that you spend, can bring 3 meals. And so don't think that $10 is too small. No, we would love that in this moment.
I was just saying, Sean, we've been doing this. You've been doing this longer than I have been doing this a while. And it's crazy to when you look at this. And, like, I'm not kidding. Like, the highest bids are to come fool around with us.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
That blows me away. Like, I mean, like I said, you guys are pulled away. You'll be at $4,000 on your bid by the time I get done talking. But still, us, nearing 2,000 and it is just it's wild that. Like, you got there's a Johnny Manziel autographed helmet. There's a J.J. Watt autographed a Battle Red helmet.
It's wild.
Yordan, Messi autographed stuff. And you guys have gone for more than what Messi was going to go for.
I've often said, Sean and Seth, more important than Lionel Messi.
Yes. I mean, Mike Tyson autographed boxing glove. And the thing that is the most is with us. It's great, or with you.
Well, I mean, look, man, that's the business that we're in.
As I said,
right?
By the way, Sean, we're over 4,000 on that.
I'm looking. I'm looking. It just went from 4,010 to 4,025. Yeah. So here's the thing. Like, they're battling it out in $15 increments. That's what's so funny about this. It's like little jabs. So, like, these are clearly two people, if it's just two, that have some human monies. It's just funny to watch $15. I'm waiting for the $500 haymaker for somebody to say, you know what? Hell, I just want – you know what? I just want to see what this lizard's place is all about.
I'm surprised that someone, because obviously both of these folks have a solid amount of money and obviously have a great heart for the show and for the city of Houston. So I appreciate that. I'm surprised that, like, 15 minutes ago, somebody didn't just put it on the table and was like, all right, here's five. You know what I mean? Like, just I want you to think you can do this.
And these jokers got 15 minutes. You got 15 minutes. Everybody on bids there. You got 15 minutes. To get some action in there as that closes at 5:30.
Yeah, there's so much good stuff on here. Like, if you're in your car right now and you're listening and you're someone who likes memorabilia, boy, there are some really cool things that you can get in on here for a great cause. So,
yeah, just text the station 713-572-4610. I will send you the link expeditiously. Yep. You got to go quick.
And we are under 2,000. Dollars. That's the kick in the last 45 minutes. We're under 2,000 to get to 10K, which will get us close to where we need to get to with everything that we've been doing. We really want to make that push there. Sean, enjoy your holiday. Yep. Enjoy wine wherever you are and wherever you're going over the weekend, and we appreciate you joining us, and you'll be at $5,000 by the time.
I want to appreciate you guys. I think, man, like, you guys doing this stuff makes me so proud to be teammates with you guys. So I wanted to just congratulate you on all this, and obviously this has been an amazing day. Awesome job by you guys.
Thanks, brother.
Appreciate it. That is Sean Pendergast, one of the best teammates in the business, and a great dude. And you can understand, honestly, we mess around. You can understand why people want to go and tell stories and hear from Seth and Sean. We started with Seth, and we've ended with Sean. Again, guys, you got till 5:30, about 13 more minutes to make bids there. And you can jump in here right now.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate you adding more donations to the Houston Food Bank.
There you go. Yes. And again, we are just under 2,000 to try to get to 10K. If we can push that in the final 40 plus minutes, that's where we want to get to.
I see it. I see the potential of reaching the goal, man. I see it.
Yeah, you can see it right there. We're getting close. We appreciate you all so much. Everybody being with us all day. We'll continue right here on the Reggie and Ron Radiothon. Before we come back with that, though, DraftKings, it is live in all 50 states, and that means it is live in the great state of Texas. Win or go home, baby. That's where we are. And these games have been crazy, the knockout stage of the World Cup. And they're crazy, but also DraftKings has you covered, and they've got you covered for every single match. And that's because the DraftKings app is now live in Texas. So whether you're catching that thing early, a kickoff before you go into work, or you're getting off work and you're saying, nah, man, let me go around and catch this late one at the bar and grab some drinks. You're going to be there for every minute, every match, every moment, and it's all in one app right here in the great state of Texas. The world's biggest stage is right here in the palm of your hand. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code SPORTS610. You can spend $5 to get 200 in total rewards over 21 days. That's code SPORTS610 in partnership with
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.